Okay, we are at Tav Tzadi Gimel. Dinim Noagim Bimei HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer time. So Aleph. Noagim Shlalisa Isha Ben Pesach La'atzeret Ad Lag Ba'Omer. Lag La'Omer. So there's the Menag, not to get married, between Pesach and Lag Ba'Omer. Right? And that's by Ashkenazim and Sfaradim across the board. Because these are the days when are known as the days when the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away. Right? We're all familiar. Shalom Nagu, Kavod Zelaze. Now, it's a machlokas we're going to see how it comes up. It's a machlokas. Do we say that they finished dying completely on Lag Ba'Omer on the 33rd? Or some say they continued a little bit also on the 34th. That's why there's a difference in minhagim between 33 and 34, which we'll see in a moment. Aval, le'areis le'kadesh shaper dami. Now, just to get engaged, even with a full-blown kiddushin, that's matter. V'nisui nami mishakafetz v'kanas ein onshim ota. And also, even if a person actually gets fully married, nesuin, the Sheva Brachos and everything, then we don't give him a kanas. It's a minhag not to, and therefore we don't go all crazy, and it's also a mitzvah. It also depends if he's been married before or not. Anyways, but the custom is certainly not to, that we wait. Nowadays, same thing, engagement parties are 100% mutter as long as there's no music. But we don't do even kiddushin because we do kiddushin and nisuin all at the same time. Haga miu, milag ba'omer ve'elach hakol shari. Once it's the 33rd day, everything's mutter. Okay? We'll see as we keep reading on, we'll see, there's going to be two main minhagim, I'm sure you're all familiar. There's the first 33rd day, 33 days, or the second 33 days. We'll explain in a moment. Okay, bet. I think we're going to go on. Machzir Grusha, everyone says, is okay. It's not such a big simcha, right? It's like remarrying your own wife. Let's see what else. All right, and Meshnumber also points out, as well as others, it's not the time to be marbe b'simcha, right? That's why we have some of the minhagi of Avelus. And regarding Shechianu, so generally everyone says if you need to say Shechianu, like it works out that you need to, you're supposed to, you don't push it off, you say Shechianu. Most don't worry about it. Some are try to be machmer to avoid saying Shechianu if they don't need to. Okay. Let's see. Okay. We'll get to that custom in a moment. Did we talk about haircuts? No, let's do that now. Bet. Noagim shloli staper ad lag laomer. So the custom is we don't get any haircuts until the 33rd day. Sha'omrim sha'az paskul milamut, because that's when they stop dying, vainly stop there, ad yom lad baboker. So everyone holds, we wait until the morning. We wait because we want a full 33 days, and therefore you wait till the morning, yet miksas hayom kekulo, once part of the day goes, it's as if the whole day went. But again, it depends when they stopped, on the 33rd or the 34th. So the minhag by Sfaradim is to follow the Shulchan Aruch and to wait until the 34th in the morning. We're going to see that but the minhag Ashkenaz is they just wait till the 33rd day in the morning. Okay, there is an opinion it's mekel the night before, but generally most wait until the morning. Ella in kain, whatever your minhag is. Ella in kain chal yom lag erev Shabbos she'az mistaprim bo mipnei kavod Shabbos. So Sfaradim wait, they never cut their hair before the 33rd. The earliest they'll do. Normally it's the 34th, but if it's Erev, at the 33rd is Erev Shabbos, then they'll do it on the 33rd. We'll see what the Ashkenazim do in a moment. Haga. Uber medinos elu eino hagim kidvarav ela mistakrim beyom lag. But Ashkenazim, we wait until only the 33rd day. We don't wait till the 34th. Umar bimbo ktzat simcha, and we get extra simcha on that day. Nowadays, there's extra simcha nowadays. Anyways, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, ve'ein omrim bo tachanun. On lag ba'omer, no one says tachanun. Nobody fasts as well. Ve'ein lihistaper ad lag be'atzmo. You wait till the morning, not the night before. That's at least, I don't know if nowadays, but it used to be that's the main minhag, because you wait till the morning. I'm assuming the same today. Miu, im chal biyom rishon. If the lag ba'omer falls out on Sunday, according to the Ramah, noagim listaper biyom shishi lechavot Shabbos, you're allowed to already get a haircut on Friday, which is on the 31st day. Umishu baal berit, if someone is a baal berit, or mal beno, or he does his own mila for his son, a baal berit could be one of the three, a sandik, you hold it, the baby, a mohel, you're the mohel, or the avia ben, you are the father. So for those people, mutar li istaper besfira, they're allowed to get a haircut on sfira itself, lachvod hamila, in honor of the mila, you're even allowed to, if you need to, in the afternoon, the day before. And if it's Shabbos, even in the morning. If the bris is on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, you could even get a haircut in the morning. Okay. Also on the 32nd already, everyone stops by saying Tachanun by Mincha time. It is the day before a day when you don't say Tachanun. What about cutting nails? Everyone says it's mutter. It's brought down Chazan Ovadia, Moel Kol Chai, Piske Chuvas. That's fine. What about women getting a haircut? So, the general, by Sfardim, it's 100% Mutter. It's in Chazan Ovadia. Again, not everybody, but that's most do. By Ashkenazim, the general minhag I saw in Piske Chuvas and Igros Moshe is to be Machmer unless they need to. I don't know, the Sheitel doesn't fit right, or Tznius issues. Some say even okay if you're going to go on a date, and you need to for that reason. So there's, okay, different minhagim by women. Okay, let's go on.
So the minhag of Sfaradim is actually have a big simcha, but you can't get married
until the 34th.
And you can't take a haircut.
So correct. Yeah, well, it's two things happen at the same time, so it's... Right, okay. Let's see. Shaving a mustache, so generally most of us are machmer, just like getting haircuts. But some are mako, because shaving wasn't necessarily the ikar, minhag, or takana from before. So some in particular by Rosh Chodesh or Erev Shabbos, or if you have part of your mustache that's preventing you from eating, some whiskers in the way, so then you're allowed to cut those. Okay, let's go to Gimel. So he writes some. Now the Shulchan Aruch has one. By Sfardim, there's one minhag. Everybody keeps what we call the first 33 days. Now we generally call it and consider it a full 33 days. But you'll see that because it's whatever, it's not 100%. There's Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed, whatever. But basically, there is. So then, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you hold it the first 33 days, when it comes, Rosh Chodesh Iyar is right in the middle, so you're not allowed to get a haircut. There's no break for haircuts. Okay, let's keep reading. Haga. Mihu beharbe mekomos nagim listaper ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Rama points out that many have a minag where you don't, all these minhagim of Avelis for the Yemei Sfira, don't start until after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And that's when the 33 days start. Again, it depends how you calculate the 33. Just to jump to the gun to drop, is because some say, even though if you hold this, well, let me just go back even a little bit more. So they have the first 33 days, that's one option. Then there are others, minhagim, that starts only from the day after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And that's going to end all the way to Shavuos. Or it depends how you count it out. or Shlosha Simei Hagbala. So the Mishnah Bura points out that many, even if you hold it the second 33 days, you already are allowed to get do weddings and whatever during the Shlosha Simei Hagbala, the 3 days.
33 days end on Shlosha Simei Hagbala.
In the beginning. I mean, before the 33. I didn't calculate it exactly. But
the double day was Shlosh is 30. And then Aleph Day Gimel, right? And then you have Aleph Day.
It's a little. Some people say if you're going to get a hair, if you're going to get a wedding on the first, on the all any one of those 3 days, then you should be makpid already starting from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. I think it doesn't work out exactly 100%, but whatever, we can do the math afterwards.
I mean, if you plan on a wedding, then you should follow the first minhag.
Second minhag, if you're only doing it during the last couple days before Shavuos. But I think depends how you calculate it. It helps to include Rosh Chodesh Iyar if you want to be free for all three Shlosh Yisimei Hagbala. Whatever. So anyways, but there's two main opinions. The first 33 or the last 33. So here, the Rama is saying that really, he holds, you're allowed to get a haircut. Yeah. The Rama says the Ikra opinion is, or the more popular minhag is to keep the second 33 days, which starts right after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Ve'otan lo yistapru milag ba'omer ve'elech. And those people should continue not getting a haircut from 33, after the 33rd day, after Lag BaOmer. Because, afal pish, shemutar listaper b'Lag BaOmer be'atzmo. Because if you hold of the second 33 days, you get another day off. Lag BaOmer itself, we let you cut your hair. So if you get off for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you get off for Lag BaOmer, you run into a little bit of a problem during those last 3 days. That's how it comes up. And those who don't get a haircut after Lag BaOmer, right, the second half, the second minhag that starts afterwards.
The first minhag? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You do get a haircut. Sorry, I misread. You do get a haircut after Lag BaOmer. In other words, that means you only hold it the first 33 days. Lo yistapru klal achar Pesach ad Lag BaOmer. Then you have to keep the whole first 33 days, which is what the Shulchan Aruch already said. Lo yinhagu b'irachas miktas minhag zeh u'miktas minhag zeh. And you shouldn't have one city doing both minhagim. Mishum lo tiskaridu. It's inappropriate, lo tiskaridu. Now, mikar din lo tiskaridu is generally if you have only one Beis Din in the city. Nowadays, obviously, as far as I know, pretty much every city has at least two Beis Din, and Ashkenazim and Sephardim and other minhagim. So in general, this doesn't apply unless you do have a city where there is only one minhag and one Beis Din.
So I asked Rav Frankel Shaila about this. Okay. I had a relative making a wedding during the first 33 days. And so I asked, should I keep the second minhag so that I can attend the wedding? He said, no, it's better to keep the first minhag because the Los Escotidu in Eretz Yisrael is almost universal to keep the first minhag and to go to the wedding, even though it's spiritual. He said, that's a better choice.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah.
So almost everyone in Eretz Yisrael keeps the first 33 days?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. The Kol Shekein She'ein Linhog Heter Bishtehen. And you obviously can't just keep whatever, the 15 days in the middle. Start after Rosh Chodesh and end at Lag BaOmer, whatever that, I didn't look it up, but whatever those number of days are. Okay. Dalid. Nagu hanashim shelo lasot melacha mipesach ve'ad atzeres mishkiyas hachama ve'elech. So some have the minhag, his women, not to do any work, starting from, during the days from Pesach until Shavuos, for all those days, from Shkia and onward. Okay. Some say that includes men as well. Alright. And what is the main reason? Because it was after Shkia Sachama that they had to get buried. This is really from the days of Rabbi Akiva, that they have to be buried during those days. So they were buried. They would die during the day, and they'd bury them at nighttime. And so they were so busy with the burial process, they didn't have time to work. So that's where that comes from. That's one opinion. Another one is for Sefiras HaOmer. It's kind of like a play on word a little bit. Sefiras HaOmer, there's a pasuk of Shabbat Shabbatos. Shabbatos is the same word of Shabbos, but Shvut. And therefore, in Shvut is an Issa Darabanan of working on Shabbos, and therefore it became a minhag to not work right afterwards.
Is
right
there some Ramban who says that the Sefirat HaOmer is like Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuot?
Okay. Anyway, okay, very good. So let's get to Tav Tzadi Dalet. Say there Tfilas Chag HaShavuos. Aleph. B'yom Chamishim Sefirat HaOmer Hu Chag HaShavuos. So the 50th day, that is after 49 days of counting, then you get the 50th day, that's the holiday of Shavuos. V'seder Tfilah Kamo B'yom Tov Shal Pesach. And the general Seder of Tefillah is similar to Yom Tov of Pesach, Elisha Omrim, but we don't say, right, Chag Pesach, obviously. We say, at Yom Chag HaShavuos HaZeh Zman Matan Torateinu, the Gomrim HaHalal, we say full halal. It's a new holiday, new korbanos, everything is brand new. Okay, I don't know if he mentions it here, of course we're going to say Shechianu on the night. Okay. V'gomim halal motziim shnei sfarim. In the morning, we take out two sifrei Torah. V'koriam barishon chamisha mi'bachodesh ashlishi. Right, that has a seres adibros ad sof haseder u'maftir. And then you use the second sefer for the haftarah, which you're going to you say the psukim parshas Pinchas. Korei v'sheni v'yom kippur bikurim u'maftir v'merkava de'cheskel masayim v'pasuk v'tisaeni ruach. Okay. By minhag of Ashkenazim, familiar, there's, we say Ekdamos, before the first Aliyah. And, Mishnah Berurah just reminds us there's a minhag to stay up all night. And, the Arizal says whoever stays up all night and learns Torah, he has a muftach lo she'ashlim shenaso v'lo yerla shum nezek, that you're gonna live a year without any harm. Okay, and what's the reason why we stay up all night? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu had to wake us up when we got the Torah. We're sleeping late in the morning, and we're trying to make a tikkun and to show how excited we are about receiving the Torah. Many of us daven Maariv only after Tzeis HaKochavim, in particular, so we get a full seven weeks, 49 days. And some point, obviously, you pick your which tzeis. Really, even according to this chumra, kiddush would suffice, but many are machmer for maariv as well. Okay. Now, for those who stay up all night, quick review: what do you do for brachos in the morning? So, by minhag Ashkenaz, generally, they say netilas. Most would say netilas yadayim. And asher yitzar, if you go to the bathroom, so make sure you go to the bathroom and just touch a part of your body that's normally covered, then you can say it. They say Birchas HaShachar, but they do not say Melokai Neshama, Hamavir, and Birchas HaTorah, most of them. Pesukei Teshuva says, if you want to say Birchas HaTorah, if you take a nap during the day before, so then you would. Because if you take a nap the day before, you lie down on the bed, and that's called Shinas Keva. So many say, as soon as you get up the day before, you're supposed to say Birkas HaTorah anytime you say Yashinas Keva. But if you don't, and then you stay up all night, Salimah Nashach, for sure you're going to say in the morning. He has another idea, which I'm not sure is too common. When you say Birkas HaTorah the day before in the morning, have in mind, once Alos HaShachar comes the next day, your bracha doesn't work anymore. You put a time limit on your bracha for learning. And therefore, you can say that.
There's a predominant tradition of having the guy who slept.
Right. And put him on the pedestal, and everyone gets to see with the scarlet letter and to say who fell asleep.
He makes all the brachas.
Right. But minhag by Sfardim is they say all the brachos, because that's the custom. We don't say Safek brachos, Bahakel, against a Yadua custom. And the custom is, it's all the brachos are just established as a daily, every day you say them, even if it doesn't necessarily apply 100% to you, except for netilas yadayim. Even if they go to the bathroom, they don't say netilas yadayim. That's a little flip side there. Okay. Now, base. That's the second day. If there is a second day of Yom Kippur, you say the same after, of course, right? That's just the musaf korbanos. Umaftir, we're going to get a new haftarah. Bechabakuk min vayshem vayshem beheichal kocho ad lam natzeach min ginosai. Okay, gimel. Asur lehitanot v'masei chag ha-shavuos. Now, you're not allowed to fast on the day after Shavuos. That's Isru Chag. Okay? What's the reasoning for that? Either because it's like every Isru Chag, we never fast or say Tachanun on the day of Isru Chag. It also has a little bit of a day, an amount of Simcha, Ke'en Yom Tov. Or because that's the time you bring Korbanos for Shavuos sometimes. Because, let's say you want to bring extra korbanos, korban chagiga, certain types of korbanos that are optional, you're not allowed to bring them, even on Shavuos, even on Yom Tov, if it falls out on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can only bring korbanos of a chova. So you're allowed to bring so sometimes it comes out where, for the sake of Shavuos, you come to Yerushalayim, you want to bring a korban, but you have to wait till the next day. So because of that, it has an extra status. Okay, so no tachana, no fasting. Now, let's keep reading. Ve'ein omrim tachana mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So that's already starting from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, because it's already since then, well, ad chet bo, until the eighth day. The eighth day,
seventh still don't say it.
Right. The eighth day of after Shavuos, not the eighth of Sivan, the eighth day after Shavuos, because it's 7 days of Tashlumin. So that's okay. So you get 7 days. The Hainu Achar Isru Chag, starting from Isru Chag. So you get what is it? I think it comes out to be the 13th to the 14th of Sivan, where you can start saying Tachanun. However that works out, I'm not sure exactly. Anyways, so you have the first days, the first day of Rosh of Sivan is Rosh Chodesh, and then the next day Hashem gives us a tzivoy, get ready, kichu, kachu, make yourself holy and get ready. And then you have the Shlosh Yisimei Agbala. And then you have the 7 days of Shavuos. Really, it's one day of Shavuos, but it's 7 days for the potential korbanos that are related to Shavuos. Okay? So, v'noagim. Okay, we'll see. V'noagim. V'doa, you're saying. Okay, we'll discuss it. V'noagim lishtoach asavim b'shavuos v'yakneset v'abatim zecher v'simchos matan Torah. Now, many have the minhag to put grass, flowers, greeneries. Some even put trees in the Beit Knesset, and in homes. I've only seen flowers. And some point out it's good to bring in trees. Also reminds us, because that's the Shavuos is the holiday that we're judged on our fruit trees. But the Gra's against it, because it's minhag of the Goyim. But I think most of us do bring flowers. Okay. V'noagim v'kal makomos lechol machle chalav b'yom. What?
The Gra's against the trees.
He's against trees. I don't know if he's against flowers. It would depend on what the minhag by the goyim are, and I don't know. He's against chukas goyim.
For sure, there's a minhag with money and trees.
Yeah. I don't know about flowers. Exactly.
In Europe, there are places that grow in trees. Like,
sure, exactly.
So,
yeah. So I have never seen trees. Sure, I don't know. I have no idea what his position is on flowers. But I do know his position on trees, and I've never seen trees myself. I know that they've used to bring trees in some shuls in Europe. Good. Now, noagim v'kal makom lechol machle chalav b'yom rishon shel Shavuos. Now we know that there's a minhag to eat milchetz v'nirli atam shum kumo asheni shnei tavshin shlochim v'lo pesach zecher l'pesach v'zecher l'chagiga. So what's the Ramah's reasoning? It's because you're going to see it's because of the shtei lechem. Just like we have two foods, he's just bringing a comparison. Shavuos has nothing to do with Pesach and Zecher LeChagiga. He's just saying, just like on Pesach, the Seder night, we bring two foods. It could be an egg and a shank bone or whatever it is, Zeruah, whatever it is. So too, we're going to have two foods on Shavuos, Bezid Shtei Lechem. What are the two foods? Meat and milk. Let's keep reading. So of course you're going to have milchaks first, right? Because after meat you're stuck for 6 hours. You should also have two loaves of bread. You also need to have two loaves of bread. Number one, you have two of them because of the mizbeach, the real shtei lechem that came on the mizbeach, and because you need one for milchaks, one for vleishiks, right? You're touching it, so you can't have the same one. Next to the mizbeach, right? It wasn't a korban. They ate it. V'yesh baze zikaron l'shtei halechem shehayu makrivim biyom biyom habikurim. And right, because that was what they offered. Now we also know that there's a couple other reasons for milchaks. Dvash v'chalav tachad l'shonech. It's supposed to be sweet, like a Torah is sweet. Also, we're all familiar that they just found out about the Hilchos Kashrus. That's maybe, I'm not sure which is more popular, but we just found out about Hilchos Kashrus. It takes time to do Shechita, prepare the knife, Melicha, the whole thing, Nikor, all these issues. They didn't have kosher kalim right away. And you need to cook your meat. Chalav, you can just have it straight. You don't need dishes for it. And they didn't have kosher dishes right away. So that's the that's the reason.
There's a medrash that says that the Shlosh Semerach Bal 3 days before Torah they stopped eating meat. They only ate dairy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because okay. They knew that they were giving the halachas. Ceased eating all meat for 3 days before Torah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Source for you, but it is absolutely a medrash.
When